I turned it off.
Alexa, turn on amp. I feel like Alexa just walks in into every recording.
Alexa is the perfect girlfriend. She just does what she's told and doesn't complain, and you don't even have to pay her. Pretty soon, I feel like robots like Alexa and Siri are just going to replace relationships altogether. Like, your relationship is not going to be with another human. It's going to be with a robot.
That makes sense.
There's been movies about that.
Yes, it doesn't end well. The machines always take over every time because they are so much smarter than us, because they take out the emotion part of it. They're able to not have emotion. Welcome to Long Story, Short Date. I'm your host, Rachel Ash. And on guitar, we have Alejandro. I feel like I need to talk about this. I've mentioned it a few times, but it keeps coming up. It even came up today when I was talking to a nurse for my doctor's appointment today. And it's the concept of the come over, I have a bottle of wine. That proposition. Have you heard of that proposition before?
Nope.
No? Okay. So basically, you'll be talking to a complete stranger on one of these dating apps, like Hinge, Bumble, Tinder, and you'll just be talking to them, and all of a sudden they say something to the effect of, come over my house, I have a bottle of wine, come over at 9 o'clock. And am I wrong in thinking this? Like, as a woman, a strange man inviting me over to his house at 9 o'clock for a bottle of wine, nothing good can come from that. It's not dinner time. And it's one bottle of wine. You know, what kind of bottle of wine is that? Is this a vintage wine? Will there be a charcuterie? Like, that's usually what I'm thinking. But no, initially, when somebody asks me, come over, I have a bottle of wine, I always think, sex. It could only ever be sex at 9 p.m. at night on a Tuesday.
With a stranger?
It's not even tacos. I have no tacos. Like, it's just, like, wine with a stranger behind closed doors. What if he's a serial killer, right? Like, I don't know. And it keeps coming up. I don't know if there's a podcast everyone's listening to, like all these men who are listening to this podcast that says, don't ask women on dates. What they really want is for you to make them uncomfortable and ask them to come over and offer them just a bottle of wine. Does that work? I don't know. Do you think it works?
If people keep doing it, maybe there's something.
Do you think it's kind of like a numbers game? If you invite enough people over, one person out of the 20 women you proposition will say, oh my gosh, yes, that sounds ideal. I can't wait to have that bottle of wine.
That's a lot of wine.
That's so
you
good.
Must be buying for you too.
Well, the thing is, you know, what if you go there and you expect to have that bottle of wine? What if you get there and there is no bottle of wine? Right? Like, okay. So recently this happened to me again. And it just keeps happening. It's been happening the last 3.5 years of dating. I mean, I kind of get it during COVID, right? Because everybody was quarantined. So I didn't really hold it against men so much. I mean, I kind of did. I thought it was, you know, maybe we'll go for a walk in the park, whatever. But like now out of COVID, I really don't understand it. Every restaurant is open. There's fabulous wine bars, but I still get those kinds of propositions, like come over, have a bottle of wine. And like, they just are keeping it casual. But to me, it's like, you want me to drive to your house. It feels like you're asking me to come to your house to service you, like a masseuse or something. It's kind of a weird thing. It's like very low effort. So last night, wasn't feeling good at all, right? Feeling super sick. I had the chills. I had a fever. And I must have had like at least 100 fever. Wow. My temperature was pretty high. And this guy was messaging me on Instagram. He has a son. His son's like 10. And apparently tonight, like last night, he wasn't going to have his son. And he starts talking to me. I'm telling him I'm really not feeling well. Yet he's inviting me to come over to his house. Oh, come over to my house. I'll give you lots of cuddles and I'll make you feel better. I've never even met this guy. Like, we've never been on a proper... Well, actually, no, that's not true. We have never even been on a proper date. So let me, like, kind of go back on how this, like, non-relationship started.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I was at the Panthers game, the Florida Panthers game. It's hockey. A few weeks ago, it was opening... It was the second game. It wasn't opening day. It was, like, the second game. So it was that Saturday of the Florida Panthers opening. And, you know, when I was there, I was just seeing all of these men. There's like a lot of tall men and a lot of them look like my type. So I was just like, I wonder, there's gotta be somebody single here and they like hockey. That'd be so amazing. We could go to the games together and, you know, have fun. And I love hockey. Out of all of the sports, I would say hockey is one of my favorites. Like hockey and basketball. Not so much baseball. I grew up going to like every single baseball game. So it was too much for me. More of a hockey fan. So I opened up Bumble and I was just like scrolling. And I matched with this guy. And his profile, there was a bunch of Panthers pictures. So he was definitely a diehard Panthers fan. I was like, all right. And I matched with him. And I said my usual pickup line, which it has a 95% return on it. And that pickup line is always, are you ready? And it always works 95% of the time. I think the other 5% of the men who don't respond are probably not on Bumble anymore. And they just never deleted their profile because it's always like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm ready. What do you mean? And some guys, they go kind of like sexual with it. They're like, oh, yeah, you coming over, baby? And then other guys are like, oh, to take you out? Yeah, definitely. So it could go either way. But I have 95% return rate on that pickup line. So anyway, he answered immediately. He started talking to me. And I was like, are you at the game? Because I saw he had all these Panthers posts. He had, you know, him wearing all these Panthers jerseys. I was like, are you at the game? He's like, yeah, I'm at the game. And he told me he was in these box seats. I was like, oh my God, I'm in the club also. I'm in this section. So we decided to meet.
Middle of the game?
Yeah. Well, it
like
was
the
like...
the play was going on?
No, the play wasn't going on. So there's three periods in hockey. And then in between each period, there's a break. It's like 15, 20 minutes, something like that. So we decided to meet during the second break. And we met in the club, the club section, which are, you know, the really nice seats and you can get food and all kinds of stuff. It's the club level. So we met with each other and he had his son with him. And I was like, okay, that's cool. I was there with my son too, but I had like left him with my parents. And so it was him and his 10-year-old son. And it was so awkward. So I was like, okay, hold on. Let me go get my 6-year-old son. So I went back and I got Aaron, brought him over, introduced them. And like the difference in age between a 6-year-old and a 10-year-old is just huge. Like huge. You don't even realize how huge it is. Like they had nothing in common. And he, like, his son didn't want to talk to Aaron. Aaron was like looking at me like all shy, like, what's going on?
Where did you throw me in?
And then, so the dad, okay, I'll just call him the dad. He had bought me a glass of wine. And so when we met, he handed it to me and I'm just sipping on it. And it was just a very weird meeting because you could tell like his son kind of had an idea of what was going on. His son is 10. And like, we couldn't really talk, you know, like how adults talk. I was like, no. Oh, you're in real estate? That's great. So am I. And that's where it kind of ended. Like it was like a couple of lines and then it just kind of ended. And I was like, oh, okay. And then the game was going to start again. So I was like, oh, it was really nice to meet you. And I went to go sit back down. So I looked at my mom when I sat back down. I'm like, no way. Like he didn't even really look like his pictures. Like the pictures that he had were clearly 10 years ago. The reason I say that is because he was definitely balding, which that's okay. But be honest in your pictures that you're balding. You know, a lot of men will wear hats. Like if there's a majority of hats in the pictures, like every single picture is a hat, I'm just kind of like, is this guy bald? Like I never know. So I'm like, hey, are you bald? I know that sounds terrible, but like I have to ask sometimes if the guy.
You're there like, for what you want. Yeah.
Sometimes I just, you know, I want to hold on to something in the act, you know? And same thing goes. I've been seeing this one guy. We've been on a couple of dates, nothing serious or anything. I'm seeing a few people, but we went on a date and every single date he has worn the hat.
The hat. The same hat.
Yeah. We went to a really, really nice fancy restaurant for dinner and I show up in my little cocktail dress, you know, with my stiletto heels. Like I'm going on a date. Like I'm at a nice restaurant. He shows up and like shorts, like beat up shorts and a beat up shirt and like a ripped hat, like a ripped ball cap.
Not even like a gentleman's hat.
No, like he's not showing up in like a Texas Pete hat or something like that. He's not like, it's not like a cowboy. He's showing up in like a beat up baseball cap. And so when he showed up, he was just like, oh, I feel like I'm way underdressed. And I try to be nice, but I'm just like, well, yeah, we're going on a date, you know? Like, I didn't say this to him, but it's kind of like going on an interview. Don't you want to put your best foot forward in these kind of circumstances? I always do. I want to make sure I look my best. I'm not going to show up in sweats to a job interview. Like, I'm interviewing to be your wife, and you should be interviewing to be my man. That's how I see it. I don't know.
You get what you put in, right?
Yeah, it's true. So it was about like the second or third date in with this other guy who wears hats. And I asked him like, hey, are you balding? Because you've worn a hat to every single date. And he's like, yeah, a little bit. And I kind of felt bad. I was like, okay. I'm like, well, do you want to take your hat off or inside? And he's like, eventually. Never took the hat off. Never did. But so, okay, I digress. I'm just talking about the hat. Let's go back to the guy, the Panthers hockey dad. All right. So I told my mom, I'm like, yeah, no, I mean, hey, I got a glass of wine. And my mom was like shaking her head. She's like, I can't believe you went on like a mini date when we're on this family game night. Like, really? How did you manage that? Like, she was just like laughing about it. My brother was in town too, and he was laughing about it. He's like, good, you scored a free glass of wine. But so I kind of felt like it would end there. But then he would message me here and there and never initiate a date. Never initiate a date. He'd always be like, oh, I'm doing this with my son, I'm doing that with my son. Okay, that's fine. But like last night, I was feeling so, so sick. And I was like, yeah, I feel like I need soup and this and that. And like, maybe I'll just order some soup or something. And he was being very persistent. He's like, come over to my house. I don't have my son tonight. you know, I can comfort you. And I'm just like, when you have the flu, the last thing you want to do is go to a stranger's house and like
comfort
but potentially be assaulted. So as women, we have to be on our guard, because
that might just be real love.
You think it's real love, Alejandro?
Putting themselves in the line, getting sick just to comfort you.
Oh my God.
Get you to feel better, Rachel. That might just be love.
Wow, I never really thought of it that way, Alejandro. So the next time a man invites me over to comfort me and cuddle me, it's because he's being a gentleman.
The world that we live in, right?
Yeah. Wow, you know what? Maybe I've been just looking at this so wrong. He wasn't propositioning me for sex at all. No, he wanted to take care of me.
Yes.
Yeah. No, it's kind of silly. So he ended up saying like, yeah, I'll come over here and this and that. I'm like, I can't even get out of bed, honestly. And I'm like, no. He's like, well, you don't have your son, so it's perfect. I'm like, no, I really don't feel well. And he's like, I'll come over there. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I think you have the wrong idea here. I'm not that type of girl. I'm not that type of girl. And so he was just like, yeah, I'm solo tonight and you're free to come here and stay. Obviously, we don't have to do anything. By saying, obviously, we don't have to do anything, that's kind of like, you think we're going to do something.
Right.
Because otherwise you wouldn't even say that. So I didn't even feel safe. I didn't feel safe about it. So I just kind
of
like...
You need to change your mind into what your expectations of the night could have been.
Yeah. And so I was like, hey, listen, I'm not that type of girl. You know, thanks for the offer, but I'm looking to date. Hookups aren't really my thing. And he's like... He tried to gaslight me on it. He's like, oh, well, obviously you didn't read. I wasn't saying that we were going to have sex. Like, he just completely backtracked and tried to make it seem like I had a dirty mind about it. But I was just like, I don't know. From a business perspective, like, if you look at it as a business perspective, what are you getting from me by having... Like, what are you getting from this woman who you're asking to come to your house late at night? Like, if you were talking to me and you're like, oh my God, this hot girl, and she tells you, oh, I'm sick, I might have the flu or COVID or something, like, would you want her to come to your house?
Yeah, no, it's a little...
It's a little weird. And then expect her to, like, take care of you.
Yeah, that's a little off.
So I thought it was a little off too. And he's like, well, obviously you didn't read well. So he's like trying to gaslight me on it. And I was like, well, it looks like you were trying to invite me to your place. And that's too intimate for a first date. If you want to meet in public another day, I'm open to it. And we can go on a date if you want to set up a date. And he says to me, I'll stick to my original message.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, well, you obviously didn't understand my boundaries. Like, you don't understand my boundaries. Better luck next time. Like, that's pretty much what I sent to him. And then he was like, LOL, you as well. Okay. All right. But then...
No more effort being put into it.
Yeah, I was just like, so that's exactly what he wanted. Oh, Alejandro... Told you I wasn't feeling well last night. I decided to fuck with him. Real hard. Except I didn't get actual sex out of this, unfortunately. It was just as good, though. So, what I did is I gave him my address to my apartment.
Okay, it's risky.
And I said, well, sort of risky. You're not getting in the door. We have a doorman. We have security. And there's no way, unless I gave you a map, there's no way you'd be able to find where my apartment is in that building. At all. Like, there's no way. Sometimes my friends can't even find it, and I write them a map, you know? So, I decided I'm gonna fuck with this guy. I gave him my address, and I said, bring soup, 9 o'clock. And it was almost kind of like I was calling his bluff. Like, I don't think he's going to do it. Like, he lives in Coral Springs. I was like, that was going to probably take 45 minutes if he was going to do it. And I'm just, like, passed out on my bed, and I'm watching Netflix. I'm, like, watching one of those, like, series, like, Queen Charlotte or like, Bridgerton or one of those, like, shows. I just have it, like, going through each episode. I'm, like, in a haze. Like, I am sweating.
Background noise.
Like, yeah, it's just background noise. Like, I am so sick. And I don't think this guy's actually going to do it. And then he's, like, writing me. Like, he's writing me, oh, yeah, I'm on my way. Well, no, he never said he was on his way. He's like, well, I think I could do 9:15. And I didn't reply back. And I didn't know he was actually on his way. I was just kind of messing with him. So I gave him my address. He never said he was on his way. He never asked what kind of soup I wanted or where to get it. None of that. So I just figured he was full of shit, right? Like, this guy's not going to show up. So he has my address. And he actually shows up. And he starts calling me. And I don't answer the call. And then I turn my phone off. And I go and I soak in a bath, a nice warm bath, so I feel better. And I just wait like about 20 minutes, because then I know he would have left by then, and I turn my phone back on. Where are you? Oh my God, I'm trying to reach you. Like, all these text messages. And I was just like, oh, I don't know. My phone was off. My phone was dead. And he was like, oh, that's so fucked up, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no. What was fucked up is that you thought... was that you thought you were going to get your dick wet tonight by some girl who's sick with COVID in bed. That's what's fucked up. I just think, like, if you behave like that, if you ask women to come over to your house and you make them feel uncomfortable, then you deserve that. Like, I feel like more women should do that. Yeah, come over and then not answer the door for them. Because the behavior that they exhibit to us is so, so disgusting and, like, insulting. It's not the first time I did that. But the other time I did that was about a year ago. This guy would send me, he was an actor and a big Trump lover, which whatever, like if you like Trump, you like Trump. Big Trump lover, actor. I think he's from Memphis or Nashville, Tennessee. And he would send me the most disgusting sexual messages, like text messages, just completely unwarranted sexual messages. Like one time he's like, oh, I want you to come over and pour hot wax on my stomach. I'm like, what?
Oh.
Like, we've never even done it before. That's like, that's very advanced. And that sounds pretty painful. Hot wax? And the guy was hairy, so I'm like, I don't know. That sounds dangerous. How do you get that off?
You must have experience.
You think so?
If people do something and keep doing it, it's because at some point that it has worked.
Yeah.
For them.
And he also was the type that he's like, oh yeah, come over, we'll make drinks and this and that. I'll wear my cowboy hat and some underwear. We'll like make some drinks and this and that. I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not into that. I'm not looking to hook up, man. He's like, oh no, why would you think that? Why would you think? Well, I mean, you pretty much said it. He said everything but. Like, what else? When you have whiskey and you have like a half naked man wearing a cowboy hat, I mean, that's sex. There's no way that could not be sex. Like, would you wear that to your job? No. You wouldn't even, like...
Depends on what his job is.
He is an actor. Maybe he's on OnlyFans. So that guy. It was around Halloween weekend last year. He's messaging me. He's sending me fire emojis because he saw my outfit I was wearing. I was wearing this very sexy Cruella de Vil outfit. Okay? And he starts messaging me fire emojis and starts sending me the sexual messages all over again. He's like, come over, baby, come over. And we had never hooked up at all. Like, that wasn't a thing. Like, completely out of nowhere, okay? Come over, come over. And I'm like, ooh, send me your address. Okay, send me your address. And he sent me his address. And I was like, yeah, I'm just wrapping up things at this haunted tiki bar. There was a pop-up that my friends were putting together. It's their company is called Cocktails Uncultured. And they were having this pop-up haunted tiki bar in Sistrunk Marketplace last year. So he's messaging me, and we're about done. Like, I had about one or two drinks. I wasn't drunk at all. Like, I was good. And he's messaging me. I'm like, well, I'm about to leave. I'm just here for my friends. I want to support them in their business endeavors. I like to do that. I like to support friends. And he's like, oh, hurry up. Come over. I'm like, okay, send me your address. He sent me the address. And he keeps messaging me. Are you here yet? And I'm like, I'm almost there. GPS says 6 more minutes. And he keeps messaging me. And I'm like, I'm almost there. Sorry, I had to stop for something.
Every 2 or so minutes?
No, like every 10 minutes or something. He's like, well, what happened to you? Where are you? I'm like, I'm trying to find parking. There's like no parking. Like, I'm very serious about it too, and the way I'm texting it. Like, yeah, I'm trying to find parking. I can't find any parking. He's like, oh, I'll come down. I'll come down and help you find parking. I'm like, okay, good, because I can't find parking anywhere here. And he's looking around. He's like, I don't see you. And I'm like, yeah, you don't see me because I didn't come. He's like, oh, fuck you. I'm like, yeah. Don't proposition a woman at 10 o'clock at night. Like, don't send me those messages. Like, sorry, dude, you deserve it. So I was like, oh, I'm almost there. I'm almost there. And then I literally didn't show up. I was in my pajamas in bed. I think I even screenshotted like a picture of myself in pajamas to him. And then I blocked him. Because I don't want to be harassed. It's like sexual harassment.
Yeah.
As a woman, if I wanted to have sex with a man, it's not that hard. But, like, I don't want men to proposition me like that. I want to date. I want to get to know somebody. I don't want to just have, like, sex with people. You know what I mean?
You gotta meet the person first.
Get to know them. Yeah. Like, what happened to the courting phase? Why do people just want to jump right into sex? Doesn't it make it better to actually know who the person is? Who you're trying to connect with?
I mean, some people just feel so bad about whatever's going on in their life that that's the only thing they can resort to make them feel any better.
Like emotionally unavailable men?
Sure.
Yeah? Do you have any friends who do that?
No. All my friends are in relationships.
Yeah. Well, I'm not the only woman that this happens to. I might be the only woman that's crazy enough to invite men over and then ghost them. Or say I'm on my way. But a lot of my friends have this happen to them, I would say, on a weekly basis. If it's happening on a weekly basis, that means it's happening 52 times a year to each woman.
At least once.
Like once a week.
By at least one guy.
Yeah. During COVID, it was more numbers. It was higher numbers. Wow. So what? You think I did the right thing in doing that? You think he learned his lesson?
No. I don't think something like that would actually show him any good or wrong of what he was doing.
Oh my god.
Some people just need something, I guess, harsher to learn from.
Yeah. When did it happen that dating was supposed to be, like, when did it turn into Amazon next day delivery? Like, sex is just, you can just order it from a vending machine. Like, when did that happen?
The beginning of Tinder, maybe? Dating apps?
Do you think dating apps benefit women or men?
I think it's about equal, depending on what they're trying to get out of it.
Yeah.
For some people, it just might not work at all, and they just keep using it just because.
Yeah. I don't know, I keep going back to the guy who was like, I can't wait for our third date. I can't with that.
For what?
Where he's like, the third date is sex. That guy. And it seems like a lot of people on the apps, a lot of the men on the apps, I think a lot of them go into the mentality of, this is only a hookup app. Like, this, even if it's Hinge, like, this is not to meet my wife.
No.
And I feel like a lot of them wouldn't even pursue relationships with people on a dating app.
So it's just like a game for them.
Yeah. I know it sounds terrible, but like almost like a source of supply. It's kind of gross if you think about it.
Yeah, I figure they could be investing that time into like bettering themselves and maybe actually having a shot to getting what they want in a more traditional way.
What, like just be casual and see what happens?
Right.
I don't know, but with men, I feel like you need to develop more of a foundation, like emotional foundation. If you jump right into sex, I almost feel like you're not taken seriously.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, actually find someone who's going to make it worthwhile. But you're not going to be able to find this person just like throwing darts at
the darts at the Tinder and Hinge profiles. Yeah. And, I started thinking, you know, like, I would try to analyze the behavior by a lot of these men. Like, that guy who's, like, come over and pour hot wax on my body, like, just out of nowhere, like, some of these behaviors. And I started trying to, like, think about why they're acting like that. And I, like, would analyze it for hours. Like, why are they talking to me like that? Why are they treating me like that? Is it something I'm putting off? But it gets to a point where you have to think, we're in our 30s, right? We're in our 30s, and a lot of people by their 30s are in serious relationships. They're married, have kids, they started families. And a lot of the men who haven't had a relationship for longer than 6 months or a year, a lot of them, in some cases, not all cases, you know, it's not all cases, but sometimes there's like a mental disorder there. So it's something else we have to consider as single people, that maybe this person is behaving like this because they're mentally unstable. Like, we don't understand it because our brain doesn't fire like that. It doesn't go through that process, if that makes sense.
Right.
So to try to understand some of these behaviors of, come over, I have a bottle of wine, I think sometimes we just need to step back and just kind of take it for what it is and not try to understand it. Like, this is what it is. And he's behaving like that. We're obviously not aligned because that's not what I'm looking for. Doesn't matter if he has a mental disorder or not. We're just not, you know, we're not going to blend well together, obviously. It's not sustainable. Like, if it's not even sustainable to set up a real date, it's not going to be sustainable long term.
Yeah, I mean, some people might just, everyone might benefit out of like honest talking to a therapist. That way they, you know, they are able to look in the mirror with their words.
I think some people are afraid to look in the mirror.
Yeah. So what happened with hockey guy?
Oh, with hockey guy?
Blocked him and never...
I ended up blocking him. I literally texted him. I'm like, sorry you couldn't get your dick wet by some girl who had COVID. I don't know that I have COVID. I was just saying that.
To make it more dramatic.
Yeah. But you know what, after talking to you, Alejandro? Maybe I played that wrong. Maybe I should have let a complete stranger into my house while I had 100-something fever and just let him snuggle me and do whatever he wanted when I fell asleep.
Is that what love is in today's world for some men?
If that's what love is, baby, I don't want it. You can keep your love and your STDs. Hey, Alejandro. You want to get a bottle of wine?
Rachel.
Right? Right? Well, is it the same thing if a woman asks, hey, you want to come over and have a bottle of wine? It's not the same thing at all if a woman asks that. But if a man asks it, yeah. Yeah. Would you think it was sex if the woman was asking?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Nope, you'd think we're probably just going to play some checkers or Catan or something.
Checkers.
And watch some Netflix and maybe she'll let me kiss her.
Well, I mean, it's just weird to just go to someone's house, even if it's for wine or not.
Yeah, unless you've been on a few dates with them.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, the home to me is
such a sick... Women are crazy too, you know?
Well, I've heard that too. See, okay, the biggest fear with dating is men say that they're afraid to get like a crazy girl who they have to take care of, who's like drunk all over the place, like throwing up all over the place. The biggest fear that women have is that they're going to be murdered. I mean, that's pretty huge. As women, we feel like we could potentially be murdered. So we're not going to invite somebody into our intimate space unless we know their family and their history and their social security. Like, there's no way that is happening. Like, even if I had weapons in the house or something like that, there's no way. Like, if I had, like, people in the house, I still probably won't invite that person over. I don't trust them. And that's such a sacred place. The home is, like, your place that you reside. Your family's there. It's your safe space. To invite somebody in who isn't deserving of it, it's like you're allowing somebody to potentially destroy your temple. Like, your peace. Disrupt your peace. So easily, too, to allow somebody in like that. So I don't do it. Unless we're dating. I mean, seriously dating. You are not seeing my house. You're not seeing my kitchen. You're not seeing anything. It's not happening. We're not cooking together. We're not doing that on a date. Not unless we're serious and exclusive. That's the only time I'll let a guy come over. I think it's fair.
I think that's setting yourself up for... for being safe.
I want to be safe, yeah. And the guy who really is interested and is interested in building a relationship, building a life together, will understand those boundaries, that it is a big thing for me. And if I allow you into my house, I'm telling you, I care about you. I feel safe with you and I want to share this with you. But I'm not going to give that away so easily. Like, it's a reward. It's a privilege. It's a trophy. It's an accomplishment for me to allow you in. Mentally and physically, to allow you in.
I mean, and I guess for guys, it's almost like, yeah, I wouldn't want someone who's down to go to someone's house just like that, nor inviting me to someone's house.
Yeah.
If she's inviting me, she's inviting everyone else.
See, that's what I'm thinking exactly when these men invite me over for a wine. I'm like, how many other women have you invited over for wine? And obviously it's working. So, okay. Let me go back. So on the male side here, right? On the guy's side, I understand inflation is a real thing. The economy right now is just, it's wild. Like, to go even buy groceries at the store is very expensive. To go out on a date, I would say one cocktail after tax and tip could easily be $20. Easily. So if you're taking a girl out and you're just getting drinks, right? Let's do the numbers. You're just getting drinks. You each get two drinks. I mean, that's already $80 for a first date. And the guy, like, you know, it's customary for the guy to pick up at least the first date. So, yeah, it's kind of expensive. Whereas if you just buy a bottle of wine, it could be on sale for $11.99 at Publix. And you just have this girl come over, you get to know her that way. Like, I get that mentality from the male's perspective, but that's really not what happens, you know? Sure, it sounds logical, but in the end, it's just a hookup.
I mean, there's other ways to make it, to have a good date without,
yeah,
like, having to be like, oh, you know, I'm throwing all this money away.
Yes.
Get creative and have a nice date too.
Yeah, like, let's go to the beach. I set up a little picnic for us, or let's go to the park. You know, there's things to do that doesn't require a ton of money. Like, let's go to the museum. We'll each get a glass of wine, you know, and you're sipping your wine, you're walking through, looking at the exhibits. Like, you know. But, you know, I'm not a man. I don't think like a man, but sometimes I feel when men take women out for drinks and they're, you know, getting the women drunk, they are spending the $80, but they kind of feel like they're going to get a return out of that. So there's another side to that entirely. Just
expectations.
So the men have expectations. The expectations from the man's side, and it's not everybody, but the expectations on the man's side is sex. The expectations on the woman's side is possibly we'll get into a relationship and maybe we'll get married and we'll start a family. You know, her buy-in is I'm coming to this date, looking my best, and maybe we'll hit it off and start a family together, start a life together. So there are expectations on either side. It's just like coming to a medium, you know, like a middle ground on where both expectations align.
Yeah, that's reasonable to ask for sure.
Yeah. Until next time, this is Rachel Ash, signing off.